might butt up to the store and start looking at wood. I'll probably go to that lumber yard down in Holly, see what kind of wood they've got, cost, all that good stuff. And, yeah, I got to get my butt in gear. I mean, and I was noticing Palmer, when he does the four-overs, he shows, he uses, instead of just migratory covers popped on the top, he has inner covers, you know. And, man, he, boy, pretty interesting to watch his videos.
Watched all of them, and then, but I'm going to have to call you or yell for you again on the radio in a bit. We're unloading, and we got to put those two frames, because they're full of brood, and it's capped. The one is almost totally capped, both sides. I got to get them back in there. Hopefully, I don't have too much chill brood. It's not that cold out today, so they should be all right. But I'll get a hold of you in a few minutes if you're going to be around. But don't go buying any lumber yet, dude. We're I'll throw some ideas at you. And I've got a planer. I've got a joiner. I've got table saws. I've got all kinds of equipment rather than just going out and picking some stuff up. We can price roughs on, and plus I'll be putting together another mill, I'm sure. But you can pay for a sawmill for what they want for that lumber at the yards. But I'll talk to you in a minute. I got to run this load of stuff in, and the dogs are sitting here looking at us too. We just got back from the grafting class, so I'll give you a lowdown on that too. KAB80OE.
All right, Mike. If I can't hear you, it's because I'm headed to my daughter's. I might lose the repeater, but I may even switch it over to the Bay City one just to see whatever. But all right, good luck with the bees. I'll talk to you in a bit. And if we can't talk for a while, I'll catch up with you later this evening. KB8OE, KAT.